South Australian pastoralists are breathing a sigh of relief after soaking rain fell across much of the state's north over the weekend. Patchy summer rainfall had left many properties short on stock water, with dams running low or already dry. Manager of Anna Creek Station, Norm Sims, says he's thrilled to have a very solid wet weekend in May.
No, we needed it. It was good. It seemed to be a bit light for a start. We're sort of only getting sort of 10, 11 mils a sort of day, but it sort of built up and, we ended up with some areas that was good enough to run fill dams up. We'll have a lot of swamps and that with a lot of water, so when it starts warming up, they'll grow a lot of good feed. So we're sort of right, through summer now, I'd say.
Now, how dry has it been over the past few months?
Christmas time we got a bit of rain, but it was only in certain areas. Some dams were getting low and some were drying up, so if we didn't get this and we were coming into the warm weather again, it wouldn't have been too flash. So this has sort of saved us for another 8-10 months, I suppose.
Now, what are your cattle looking like at the moment?
No, they're still good. Cattle are still in pretty good condition. We've been selling cattle and putting steers into feedlots, so they'll only improve now. So we won't have any trouble for a fair while now.
So have you actually had to sell off any cattle?
Oh, not really. We've only been selling our normal cattle, so we haven't been sort of destocking really. But just our normal sale cattle have been going.
And what are your feed levels like at the moment?
Certain areas where we got the rain sort of over summer are still pretty good, but it was getting light. We had to destock a couple paddocks to shift the cattle around because we're running out of water, but it's all good now, so bit of warm weather. In a couple months' time, it'll grow some good feed.
Got to be happy with that. Norm Sims, manager of Anna Creek's cattle station, speaking with the Country Hour's newest reporter, Cassie Steith. Well, meanwhile, up in the northwest, pastoralist Tony Williams had 41 millimetres at Mount Barry and says it's the first steady rainfall in over a year.
It's been very dry. We didn't have any summer rain here at all. So, it's the first sort of decent rain for 16 months.
So it was very welcomed.
Oh, yeah, very much so. It didn't run a lot of water. It's all soaked in, but, it'll set it up for a good lot of herbage there to come on in the next few months.
Now, I imagine there were a few joyous cries when it did start to come down. How did it feel when the rain started?
Oh, yeah, it's just sensational. The feeling, it just sort of sigh of relief, I guess, being so dry. And we moved quite a few cattle off, so, we'll be able to hold on to our cattle numbers here now.
So you have had to move some cattle and shift some cattle away from your property?
We did to some of our other properties within our system, so, we never sold them off. We've just got them to the properties north of Oodnadatta, so, we've still got them in our system.
And how are the cattle looking at the moment?
They're not too bad for the dry spell we've had. Yeah, they're hanging together pretty good.
And what are your feed levels at?
Oh, at the moment, the property south of Oodnadatta were down quite a bit, but north of Oodnadatta, they're very good, exceptionally good.
Tony Williams from Mount Barry Station up in the northwest of the state. Meanwhile, remote pilot Trevor Wright from William Creek says there's been 50 millimetres in and about that region. He says it'll be good for both cattle producers and attracting the tourists.
Look, I think it desperately needed it. If you look at the pastoral industry, most of the dams are dry, and just flying around part of Anna Creek, I see that it has filled up quite a few of their dams. And this time of year, because it is a bit cooler, we'll find that the water will stay around quite a lot longer and has put quite a bit of water, surface water, on Lake Eyre as well, which is good for the tourist industry. And if we get the follow-up rain they're talking about, it'll be interesting to see where it goes later in the week.
How dry has it been over the past, say, month or so?
Look, we've had basically no rain at all out here. And probably from the start of the year right through to here, there's been very, very little. This one, to me, was abnormal in the length of time that it stayed around. It was a good soaking rain, especially with some follow-up. And also, the other thing from the aviation point of view, there was very low cloud. Sitting at about 100 metres above the ground for a few days, and that just cleared yesterday.
That's Trevor Wright. He's a pilot based at William Creek, a good mate of the Country Hours, I should add as well. And what a great result for pastoralists up in the north of South Australia, and also for the coming tourist season as well.